views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, Tucson, Arizona. Hey, Casa Grande. This is Brother Mike on Hardcore Christianity. Welcome to the program. This is the Truth Network. That's right. You're going to get the truth on this program, and we just literally flat out don't care who likes it. This is God's radio program, not man's. Welcome to the program. Welcome to HardcoreChristianity.com, and welcome to FamilyValuesRadio.net. Go to that website and click the listen button, and you can catch this radio program all over the world. Do it now, please. Quickly. May God richly bless you. Would you do me a favor and pick up your phone? I've got a great Bible study for you today. Thy Will Be Done is the title of the Bible study. This is a great Bible study for people who are struggling right now and considering backsliding. Struggling Christians. Christians that are struggling with their Christian life. It's just not working out for you. Would you pick up the phone and call somebody and tell them about the radio program now, please? I'll make a couple announcements while you make that telephone call. Before I got in the ministry, I was a certified counselor for 23 years here in the Phoenix area. If you are in trouble right now and you need counseling, you've got a mental or emotional illness, but you can't afford to go see a counselor or a therapist, you may do so now free of charge. 602-636-5800, 636-5800. Contact me off the website, hardcorechristianity.com. May God richly bless you. Thy will be done, Lord. Thy will be done. Hallelujah. The will of God is done every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. At the House of Healing. Please come for our healing and deliverance services on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road in Central Phoenix. We're just west of the 51 freeway. I'll see you on Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and please bring someone who needs to be healed. Thy will be done. Did you know that God is omnipotent? What does that mean? You already know. It means that God is all-powerful. Now, in God's omnipotence, He has the power to do anything He wants to do. Now, some people have mistakenly carried that concept too far. They teach a satanic doctrine called forced predestination. What it actually says is everybody is under the control of God, and that God has already predetermined who's going to go to heaven and who's going to go to hell. Obviously, that's a false doctrine, and 100% untrue. God has given to every human being a free will, and you have the right to choose what you want to do with your life and what you want to do to the lives of others. God's omnipotence has power to restrict itself, and God voluntarily restricted His omnipotence over your will. That's how that works. You have a will, and what happens to you is what you determine to be your will. Everybody has a free will. No, you are not predetermined to go to hell. You can go to heaven if you choose to. No, you are not predetermined to go to heaven. You can go to heaven if you choose to. Now understand that God, Ephesians chapter 1, has pre-chosen you before the foundation of the world. Yeah, He chose you to go to heaven. Okay, but you don't have to go. It's up to you. Predestination is kind of like a bus, school bus. Yeah. There's a bus going to heaven, and it's got your name on the seat. And only you can sit in that seat. But if you choose not to sit in the seat, that bus goes to heaven with an empty seat. Your seat's empty. But you were pre-chosen and preordained to go. But you chose not to go, and God left you behind based on your choice. God's omnipotence allows Him to restrict His will when He chooses to do it. Isn't that something? A leper came up to Jesus in Matthew chapter 8, verse 3, and said, Lord, you can heal me if you want to. And Jesus said, I will. Be thou clean. A centurion approached Jesus in the same chapter of Matthew, chapter 8. He said, my servant's at home. He's grievously tormented and paralyzed. Jesus said, I will come and heal him. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 28, come unto me, all ye who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. You know what that heavy laden means in the Greek text? Burdened down through depression, the cares of life have beaten you down. Are you exhausted mentally and physically from your miserable life? Jesus said, I will give you rest if you'll come to me. But you must come with your whole heart. You must come with everything you have. If you cheat, the demons will see you and they will not allow you to come in. Demons have wills too. Did you know that? Matthew chapter 12. The Bible says that demons can leave a person. A demon left this guy. He traveled around for a while, then he came back and he saw the house was all straightened up. So he went out and got seven more spirits, more wicked than himself. They went in, and the last state of the man was the worse than the first. And the text in verse 44 says, I will return to my house. Demons have wills. In Matthew 15, verse 32, Jesus said, I will not send them away fasting, because the people there, 5,000 men, not including women and children, were fed that day. Jesus said, I will not send them away hungry. Matthew 16, verse 18, Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell, Hades, hell will not prevail against it. I will build my church. Matthew 20, verse 32 says, Jesus turned around. He sees two blind men following after him. These guys were desperate to get healed. They were yelling at him. And Jesus said, what do you want me to do to you? They said, hey, we want to receive our sight. There you go, right there. I mean, do you need to go through a lot of rigmarole to get healed by God? Absolutely not. There's no rituals or things you have to go through. If you've got a desperate heart and you're coming to God in total desperation, Jesus says to you, what do you want? You say, hey, I want this. Boom. He said, then receive it. Can you believe it? It's that simple, really. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 63, Jesus said, I will rise again. The resurrection of Christ guaranteed you your home in heaven and your victory over satanic bondage. Your life's not going very well right now, is it? No, it isn't. You're living a sinful Christian life and you're really struggling, but God wants to turn this thing around. But here's what's going to happen. Listen to me carefully. God will allow you to sink to your lowest point until it's just you and Him. If that's what has to happen to get you to come home and turn around, He will let you sink to your lowest point to where it's only just you and Him. Please don't do that. You don't have to lose everything to come to yourself as the prodigal son did. You can get healed and delivered without that. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 says, if any man comes to me and will not deny himself, take up his cross and follow me, he cannot be my disciple. You have to choose your will. You must choose not to choose to let God choose. You must choose not to choose. You can choose. You have the authority to choose, and God has the authority and power to take you, but He won't. You have the ability to choose, and you haven't. Just do it. Just do it. Because God will not overrun your will. There is no such thing as forced predestination. He will not force you to get saved. You must come to Him with your free will. Peter had proud free will, didn't he? Matthew chapter 26. He said, I will never be offended of thee. I will not deny thee. Oh boy, was he ever embarrassed. The biggest I will in the New Testament had a word connected to it called nevertheless. This was the one word Satan did not want to hear. In Matthew chapter 4, Satan said, "I will give thee all of this if you will fall down and worship thee." And Jesus rejected it, quoting the word of God. But in the Garden of Gethsemane, the biggest battle in history occurred. He was being overrun by demons and fallen angels. Satan himself was there trying to destroy him. It was so bad, Jehovah sent an angel to comfort him. And Jesus was struggling, sweating drops of blood out of the pores in his forehead. He said, "Lord, I don't want to go through this. Please find me another way. I don't want to be tortured and beaten and stabbed to death. I don't want to die like this, this horrible, wretching, gut-wrenching death." And during those prayers, the demons were rejoicing. They thought they had the upper hand, but they heard a word that crushed them. Nevertheless, when they heard that word, nevertheless, Satan turned white with fear. Jesus said, "Not my will, but thine be done." Hebrews chapter 1, Jesus learned obedience through his suffering, and you must do the same. The Lord has allowed evil spirits to come into your life to torture you. Why? To drive you to Calvary and repentance. If you will come home, the Lord will come in and destroy the devil in your life, and he will restore your children, your marriage, and your finances. If you will repent through your free will and just say this word, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." God is looking for you to surrender your will. Jesus said, "If any man comes to me and is not willing to give up all they have, they cannot be my disciple." That's an act of your will. Your will is to be healed. Your will is to be delivered. Your will is to be saved. But you must turn from your sin and your wicked ways, right? Jehovah told the disobedient, stiff-necked Jews that in the Old Testament, didn't he? "If my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I heal from heaven. I will hear you. I will heal your land." That's what it says. It's an act of your will. Will you do it today? Will you just surrender your will? Will you come by for prayer? I see up to 6 people a day healed at the House of Healing. You could be one of them. 602-636-5800. God wants to deliver you from demons, the devil, bondage, sin, drugs, alcohol, hate, despair, depression, and loneliness. 636-5800. I got to go. Have a Holy Ghost-filled weekend, and I will see you again Monday morning on HardcoreChristianity.com. I got to go.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.